Real estate laws vary significantly from country to country, and what may be considered common practice in one place might be seen as completely bizarre or even illegal in another. In this blog, we'll take a look at some of the weirdest real estate laws from around the world. In France, if you own a building with a view of the Eiffel Tower, you are legally required to maintain that view. This means that you cannot build anything that obstructs the view, even if it's on your own property. In Switzerland, it is illegal to flush the toilet after 10 p.m. if you live in an apartment building. This law is meant to prevent noise disturbances to your neighbors and is strictly enforced. In Singapore, it is illegal to walk around your home naked. While it's perfectly legal to be naked in your own home, the law in Singapore states that you must be covered up when you are within view of your neighbors or the public. In Germany, you are not allowed to paint your own house without the approval of your neighbors. This law is meant to ensure that the color of your house doesn't clash with the surrounding homes and can be enforced by a court order. In Japan, it is illegal to build a house within 50 meters of a railway track. This law is meant to prevent noise pollution and ensure the safety of residents in the event of a train accident. In Spain, if you own a property that has a balcony, you are required to sweep the street below it every day. Failure to do so can result in a fine or even legal action taken against you. In Italy, it is illegal to buy or sell a property on a Sunday. This law is rooted in the country's Catholic traditions, which dictate that Sunday should be reserved for rest and worship. In Australia, it is illegal to own more than two houses on the same block of land. This law is meant to prevent overdevelopment and ensure that there is enough space between homes for privacy and safety. In Mexico, it is illegal to build a house taller than six stories. This law is meant to protect the country's skyline and prevent buildings from obstructing views of the surrounding natural beauty. In Canada, it is illegal to use a clothesline in some neighborhoods. This law is meant to preserve the aesthetic of the neighborhood and prevent unsightly laundry from being visible to the public. In Uganda, you need permission from local authorities to grow grass on your property to prevent the spread of invasive grass species that could harm the ecosystem. It's important for maintaining a healthy environment. In Uganda, renting out your property for prostitution is illegal, and you could face serious legal consequences if caught. The law protects the safety and well-being of individuals involved in the sex industry and prevents the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. In Uganda, trespassing on someone else's property is illegal except for goats. If a goat wanders onto someone's property, the owner must return it to the original owner. This law protects livestock owners from losing their animals. In Uganda, it is illegal to sell land without the permission of family members who have an interest in the property, especially the spouse. This law is meant to prevent individuals from selling land that is shared by multiple family members without their consent. It is important to follow this law to avoid legal issues and to ensure that all family members are treated fairly and justly. In conclusion, these are just a few of the weirdest real estate laws from around the world. While some of these laws may seem strange, they all serve a purpose in maintaining order and protecting the rights of property owners and residents. When buying or selling a property in a foreign country, it's important to be aware of these laws and regulations to avoid any legal complications.